Welcome back to my podcast channel, where we are learning leadership together and resting in God's promise that He doesn't call the qualified, He qualifies the called. I am Kim Touchton, Ambassador Diamond with It Works Global.
If I told you my story, you would hear hope.
Going to do one more mini-series here right before the new year, right before 2017 starts. And you know what, guys? That means that this week is the very last week of 2016, and I know a lot of you are just rejoicing over that fact. So before we go into, before January 1st, I just wanted us to do a little mini series here that I'm calling New Year's Resolutions for Leaders, specifically for us leaders who are always trying to be better. You know, 2016 was up and down for a lot of people. We've talked about that. We've learned a lot about ourselves, about our company. We've grown in ways we never thought we would. And you know, all of that that God has taught us this year and shown us, all of that He's going to use for what's going to happen in 2017. So one of the first things I want us to remember is that you can't go back and redo 2016. What's done is done. What happened, happened. There's nothing you can do to change it now. So first of all, let's just let it go. Let's let go of 2016. It happened. It's over. Thank God Almighty, it is over. And I heard a phrase once, I heard a quote that says, God doesn't do do-overs, but He does do makeovers. And that's the part I want us to hone in on here is, if you saw things in yourself or you, you know, made some mistakes along the way, we can't go back and fix that, but we can definitely do a makeover on ourselves from right this second and be better and be different in 2017. So let's just do a makeover on ourselves, on our business. Let's do an overhaul of just positivity and dreaming big. And that's what I want us to do. So, okay. So New Year's resolutions for leaders. Here's the first one that I think is important. I think that in 2017, we should decide to assume the best about people and situations. In 2016, we had a lot of turnover, distributor turnover. We had a lot of people leave the company for different things. But guys, this happens in the corporate world too, right? It's a term. Employee turnover is a term. People calculate it, you know, the percentage of employee turnover. Same thing happens in our business. You know, we have distributor turnover. And the thing about it is you have to remember that the people in this world, people are inherently good people. You know, you've got some bad apples on this planet. You know, you've got some people that are not good people just from birth. But the majority of people are good people. And they were not out to sabotage your business. They were not out to harm you or your family or our company. They simply just saw an opportunity that they thought would be better for their family. And, you know, we're not going to convince them otherwise through arguing or, you know, different things like that. And we really shouldn't. We need to give them grace, wish them well, and send them on their way. And I think if we did more of that, I think if we just assume the best about people, and this is just one example, but you know, if we just assumed that, you know what, they're just trying to do the best thing for their family, and nobody is, it didn't start with trying to hurt, it works. It didn't start with them, you know, saying, I'm going to leave to ruin her business. That may have happened few and far between, but the majority of people, that's not how they're wired. So I think the first thing we can do in 2017 is to assume the best about everyone instead of assuming the worst. You know, most of us, we've only ever met through social media. And if we've met in person, any of us, it's just been very brief. You can't really get to know a person just through social media or brief interactions. And I think we all need to think about that when, you know, we see different things or we hear different things. And we just need to assume the best, give people the benefit of the doubt. You know, maybe she was tired that day when I ran into her. Maybe she didn't mean it the way it came across on Facebook or in a group. You know, just people's motives are inherently good. And I think if we just did more of that, assuming the best about people, and this goes for assuming the best about situations as well, it's hard because this business is so personal to us. You know, we most of us are female. We built this. We wear so many hats. You know, tons of us have kids. If you don't have kids, you've got, you know, other responsibilities and pets and full-time jobs. And, it's so personal to us because we built it ourselves. So when something happens, when an up and down in the business happens, or when compliance comes out with a policy change, it's really easy to jump to conclusions and assume the worst and think, you know, my business is failing, or it works is failing, or compliance just does not understand. You know, are they, it's almost like they sit down there and try and make our job harder as a distributor, right? Sometimes it's easy to jump to that assumption. But when we really take a step back and think about this, that's not what's going on. That is not what's going on. Every single business has up and downs. Every single company has up and downs, up and down years. All corporate does down there in Bradenton is try to keep us safe, protect our brand, and put a plan out there that we're going to be around for the next 50 years to take care of our family and our kids and our kids' kids. That's what they're doing down there. Not trying to make our job harder or anything like that. So I think our first New Year's resolution for 2017 could be to assume the best about people and situations no matter what. And I think that that would all help us go further building a unified leadership team across It Works, not just within your team, but across It Works. It would support corporate in everything that they're trying to do and support us in building our businesses. And I think it would just really speak to our legacy as leaders that we always assumed the best about people first before we jumped to any other conclusions.
Thanks for joining me today. And don't forget, I'm here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with a new podcast talking about leadership and reminding you that you don't have to be qualified, just called. See you next time.